Hey everyone, let's dive into today's trending Reddit post. It's about one mom going head-to-head with PTA royalty, aka her own family. We've got snack sabotage, middle school drama, and even a knitting club conspiracy. Buckle up, this one's a ride. So, OP, a 31-year-old mom, has an 8-year-old daughter starting at a new school. Things were fine, until her mom and sister, hardcore PTA types, stepped in. At first, it was small stuff, like swapping out the snacks OP packed because fruit roll-ups were unacceptable. Annoying, but manageable. Then, it escalated. Grandma and auntie started forcing OP's daughter to play with kids she didn't like and made her hand out motivational cards at recess. Sweet idea, but middle schoolers are savage. Her daughter was humiliated. The tipping point? They pulled her out of gym class, without permission, because dodgeball was too aggressive. Instead, they enrolled her in a knitting club. Poor kid just wanted to throw foam balls like a normal 8-year-old. OP had enough. She went to the principal and got her mom and sister banned from making school decisions without her permission. The principal agreed, but now the PTA queens are furious. Grandma called OP ungrateful, and auntie accused her of ruining her kid's life. They're even bad-mouthing her in PTA circles. OP's asking if she's the jerk here, but personally? OP, you're the hero this story needs. Dodgeball-loving 8-year-olds everywhere thank you for standing up to rogue grandmas and knitting club conspiracies. Hey, quick question. How many of you have ever heard something on podcasts and thought, I gotta write that down, but only to miss it because pausing and rewinding is a hassle? Don't worry, I've got you covered. Recently, I'm obsessed with this amazing app called ChatPods. Whenever a quote catches my ear, I just tap a button, and it'll instantly transcribe and save the moment for me to revisit later. It's how I listen to my favorite shows, and I'd love for you to try it with mine. Just check the podcast description or search ChatPods in your app store. ChatPods. Capture podcast highlights anytime, anywhere. All right, here's one of this week's trending stories from Reddit's AITA thread, and it's a wild one. Imagine your partner walks in and says, I'm tired of adulting. You take over while I go live my dream life. Yeah, that's exactly what OP is dealing with. Let's break it down. OP, a 36-year-old guy, is married to his 34-year-old wife. They've been together for 5 years and have a 3-year-old son. On paper, everything looks great. OP has a stable management job, and his wife is a neurologist earning 30% more than him. But despite her bigger paycheck, OP's already covering all their son's expenses while they split the household bills. Then, out of nowhere, OP's wife tells him she's done. She says med school, residency, and years of stress have left her completely burnt out. She wants to quit her job for 5 years, not to focus on family or even rest, but to travel, hike, party, and basically live her best life. Her plan? OP covers everything. When OP asks how they'll pay the bills, she says her savings are strictly for her fun, and if OP can't manage, he should just work overtime. Naturally, OP says no. He tells her quitting is her choice, but he's not about to drain his savings or burn himself out while she lives out her treat-yourself fantasy. And now? She's furious. She accuses OP of not appreciating how hard she's worked or the stress she's been under. But OP's sitting there like, wait, so you expect me to struggle so you can relax? How's that fair? So OP takes it to Reddit. Is he the jerk for refusing to take on everything while his wife taps out of adulting? Here's the thing, OP, you're not the jerk. Burnout is serious and your wife's feelings are valid, but this isn't a solution. A marriage is a partnership, not a free pass for one person to check out and leave the other holding the bag. You're already doing more than your fair share by covering all the expenses for your son, and now she wants to pile everything on you? That's not fair. But hey, maybe there's another side to this. What do you think, listeners? Is OP being too harsh, or does his wife need to rethink her 5-year fun fund plan? Let me know, and maybe keep an eye on your partner's savings account before tying the knot. Thanks for tuning in today. If this story resonated with you, take a moment to appreciate the small wins in your life or share your thoughts. I'll catch you next time for more Reddit stories that make us laugh, cry, and everything in between.